Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. And good morning to you, Marilyn.
Good morning, LaVon.
Marilyn, we want to, of course, talk about the open house for the Lewis Library and Heritage Center. So let's start with when and why, I guess, and where.
Well, the open house is scheduled for Saturday, November 3rd, and it'll be from 10 o'clock in the morning until 3 o'clock in the afternoon. We have no special program, but just come on down and look around and just enjoy the beautiful building and spend some time browsing in the Heritage Center.
Mm-hmm. Kind of, this is an ooh and ah time, right?
That's right. Yeah.
Now, I don't think anybody will have trouble finding it, but exactly where is it located in Lewis?
It's on Main Street, next door to the City Hall. Okay. And right across from our brand new fire station.
All right. So I know you'll be able to find it. You probably have some balloons or some flags or something out there, too. But anyhow, just it's always fun to have something new. But you guys have been working on this for a long time.
It seems like a long time. Actually, it will be 7 years next month that we first got our $50,000 donation from Janice Morgan Seligman. It was her desire to give us something to, as a tribute to her parents, Harold and Elsie Morgan, who farmed west of Lewis. So after we got that, it was decided that a library would be where that money should be.
Because you were kind of cramped in it.
Oh, very much so. Yes, very much so.
So the next step then was?
A building committee was formed, and it was known as the Morgan Trust Committee. And that included Sudie Camel, who was our director of the library, Sandy Fairbairn, Emily Job, Jim Kahn, Scott Anderson, and myself. And then, of course, the next thing was to select a site for the library. And we did that, and then we also selected Robert Bergen and Associates from Council Bluffs as our architect, and we worked very closely with him in the design of the
building. Was there a building there?
There was, yes, there was, and we have to give our city fathers the credit for donating that site, and they also covered the cost for the demolition of that existing building and the cleanup expenses.
And that's no small amount anymore.
It's
to
not,
haul that,
yes.
Get it down, haul it away, find a place
that's
to
right.
put it, and
that's right.
It all,
exactly.
all costs money.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
that was a big plus for you also.
It was, yes.
And then, as you say, you work with the architecture. What do you think are some of the features, some of the things you go, oh, this is just so nice because,
Well, we had to, after our first bid was received, we had to go back and scale down some things because it was too expensive. But our existing building is just very spacious. It's 4,680 square feet, and it includes computer space. There's a space for the children for their activities and also a craft area. And it's kind of interesting because at one place there's a big table and there's always a puzzle in the works. And it's amazing to see how many people get addicted to trying to put those puzzles together.
This has kind of become a community center, hasn't it? Where people
it has.
Kind of come and go and feel
it
comfortable
has,
to
yes.
sit
yes.
down. And
it has.
Help.
It's a wonderful place.
Yes.
For,
what are the hours?
Well, they're open Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday in the afternoon, and they
put her on the spot here.
yeah. The hours are a little bit different. Monday, I think she's open from noon till 6.
Okay.
And then Wednesday from noon to 5. And then she's open on Friday and Saturday.
Okay. I'm sure it's listed in the phone book if somebody wants to call and,
yes,
and say,
it is.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
you know, check on those hours. Or just like maybe they're making a trip through Lewis or whatever and like to stop by and see the library because they can't come on Saturday. Give you a call, give her a call and check
yes.
it out before you stop by.
Yes, she's probably. Very easy to work with, and she'll be there whenever.
Okay. Now, you mentioned several special areas. We need to move to that Heritage Center because, as we say, Library and Heritage Center, I'm going, okay, what does that mean?
We had several people step forward when we were in the planning stage of this that indicated they had memorabilia that they would like to have in a place for people to view and for it to be displayed, things that were strictly applicable to Lewis and its heritage because Lewis has a great history.
Mm-hmm. First courthouse. So that's kind of the beginning of the history. Mm-hmm. But
there's stuff brought in all the time. It's just amazing to see every day that she's added more things in that history center. And we have Emily Job and Candy Anderson.
And those are board members?
No, they're just people that are kind of managing the Heritage Center. Emily Job, Candy Anderson, Roy Marshall, and Marilyn Miller Butler. And they do have a lot of work to do, getting the things all ready for display as it's brought in and labeling everything. And it's just surprising to see all the things that have been brought in, and they get something every day.
We're visiting with Marilyn Mundorf from Lewis to talk about the new Library and Heritage Center. Marilyn, if somebody has something they think they would like to have in the center, who do they contact? I mean, I'm thinking that eventually you're going to have to say no to some things.
That's true. They should contact Emily Job, and she has a whole policy that's been developed and created.
Good.
And they can either donate it or they can lend it, because with so many things, as it gets filled up, it's going to have to be rotated around. So just contact Emily, and she'll help whoever has anything that wants to bring in.
So that must mean you have some storage space.
Not much.
If you're talking about rotating, you have to have some storage space. So even a new building begins to get a little filled up, a little busy. And you want it to be busy.
It is busy.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And is there a meeting room if somebody wants to?
There is a meeting room. Yes, there's a meeting room. Just contact Susie Hamill. Mm-hmm. And it's a small meeting room, but it's large enough to accommodate a small group.
Like 10, 12, somewhere in that. So this would be great for...
We're still needing a conference room table, but that's also on our wish list.
Okay, so talking about that, you've accumulated lots of dollars to get all of this going, and grants and donations and so on. But the needs go on.
They do.
And the conference table's one of them.
That's right.
But there will be maintenance needs and other needs. So, again, Susie probably would be a good person to talk with.
She would, yes.
Mm-hmm. You could either just give your dollars, but if there's something specific, you probably talk to Susie and find out what that is. Mm-hmm. What about volunteers? Most libraries like to have some volunteers.
We do need volunteers, especially in the Heritage Center. Okay. So anybody that wants to be a volunteer is most welcome.
And so it would be a good way to add what you know about Lewis, but also find out more about Lewis, I think, in terms of the Heritage Center. What about children's activities? You said there's
she's
a special
very
center.
Involved with children's activities. She has a lot of programs, and the children love it. She has a children's reading program in the summer, and a lot of programs for the children, and it's so neat to see all the kids that come in after school.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that good habit to get into, to the library and probably take some books home as well
as
the activities that they do
as well as
there.
The videos and the movies that they can take out.
Mm-hmm. Now, mentioning movies, that is something that's there available for people to check out, as well as all the books.
Yes.
So remember that the library is a great source. All the libraries, we have wonderful libraries in Cass County
and
Iowa.
Yes, we do.
Yes. So remember there's lots of resources there, and it's all free.
That's the best part.
Yeah, we do pay our tax dollars to help support that.
But other than
that, when you walk in, you don't have to buy a library card or buy a fee.
The computer station has been really nice for the young people, too, because many of them don't have access to that technology in their homes. And so that's a busy station, too.
Mm-hmm. I'm guessing Susie has a sign-up list and something. I mean, you have to sort of check that out also. Now, you mentioned some of the people who are interested in the Heritage Center, and one of them is Roy Marshall. We need to talk a little more about that.
Yes, I'm glad you brought that up, because just this afternoon at 1 o'clock, Roy will be speaking at the library. Over the years, he's written about a dozen books, and I believe the first one had to do with Villisca and the axe murders that went on there, still unresolved.
Mm-hmm.
And he will be there talking about some of his books that he's written, and I know you're familiar with the cookbook that he wrote.
Yes, absolutely. That was a fun cookbook. It's the kind of cookbook that you read, not just cook out
of,
although there's
some
really fun recipes in there, but all the stories that go with it are wonderful. And then his latest venture, well, he's maybe working on something else too, but the latest one that I know about is the Crystal Lake.
Yes. That was done, I think, with the help of Janelle Kenworthy. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. A lot of research into that. And I vaguely remember when Crystal Lake was in its heyday. But
From what I understand, there were lots of parties and lots of going on, and it maybe didn't all get in the book.
No, I'm sure it didn't, but yes, it was a very popular place.
Yeah, it was kind of like, as somebody said, it was kind of like Okoboji before Okoboji existed. You went to Crystal Lake to
That's
have a
right.
good time.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, so remind us, Marilyn, about the open house.
Okay, the open house will be Saturday from 10 until 3. Come on in and spend as much time as you want. We'll have refreshments. A lot of good cookies have been made and brought in, and then Roy Marshall will be here this afternoon at 1.
All right, great. Thank you so much, Marilyn.
You're
Mundorf.
Welcome. Thanks for having me.
Till next time, here's the thought. Ideas won't keep. Something must be done about them.